Every year in March, celebrities and the general public join together for Red Nose Day. It all started with Comic Relief back in 1985.
Yes, Comic Relief is a major charity based in the UK, and it was launched from a refugee camp in Sudan on Christmas Day in 1985, live on TV.
And the reason it's called Comic Relief, it's because it's about getting British comedians to make the public laugh while they raise money to help people.
Yes. Now, where does Red Nose Day come in?
Well, Comic Relief is the charity, and that works 365 days every year. But every odd year, so this year, 2011, there's a special day, Red Nose Day. It's a huge event on live TV which brings together comedy and charity. People watch the show and donate money. The first Red Nose Day in 1988 raised £15 million.
Yes, and 11 more Red Nose Days have followed, raising a total of £459 million.
So, where does the money go? Well, it goes to support people and communities in the UK and in Africa.
So what's happening this year?
Well, if you go onto the website, there's loads of information. It's full of fundraising ideas, and it tells you what celebrities have already been doing to make people laugh and make money. But there's lots of ideas about how the public, the general public, can get involved as well.
Yes, my sister's getting involved. She's actually wearing a pair of pyjamas for the entire day. So she's going to be wandering in her own streets in pyjamas.
And so how does that help, wearing the pyjamas, Richard?
Well, she's going to be raising money for that. She's getting people to sponsor her.
But some people, they eat something funny, or, you know, they make some special food which they sell, or they do something funny with their hair or wear a red wig. There's lots of different things.
And, of course, everybody's buying red noses and T-shirts, as we've said.
So, 2009, they raised more than £82 million. Let's see whether 2011 they do any better.